You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck, and today is a special episode as we are closing out of 2018. I wanted to come on and do a weekly, yearly summary of, as a thank you to all of my listeners, to all of my guests, everybody that tunes into our channel. Thank you so, so much for being a part of Next on Scene and showcasing who's next. This year has been fulfilled with so many amazing opportunities and growth for our podcast, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. And we do have a lot of exciting guests coming on starting in January, one being this coming Friday, January 4th. So you're just going to have to stay tuned. I love surprising you with my guests as they're all different walks of life with incredible backgrounds and backstories. So, who's next? Today I want to come on and talk about self-worth. Now, the reason I want to talk about self-worth is because, you know, with the new year arriving, we all are about new beginnings and transformation and all of that. And I truly feel that self-worth is something that you should fight for every day in your life and know your value. And I feel like we are so hard on ourselves, thinking we're not good enough, thinking that we could always be doing more, that we could always be making more money, that we can always be in better relationships. And the thing is if we're continuously so hard on criticizing how we're handling situations, how can you be happy? Because if you're constantly focusing on the bad of what you don't have, when do you have time to be happy? And I think that that all stems from knowing your self-worth and appreciating where you're at and knowing that you deserve good and you have a lot of good and you're probably just overlooking the good. So how can we make New Year's resolutions inspiring for all of us and knowing our self-worth this year and knowing it's okay to say no and following our gut and following our intuition and appreciating the little things in every day? Do you ever find that you give advice but can't take your own? I have found that that is something that I struggle with. And I feel like we can all give really, really good advice to people, but when it comes to taking our own advice, it's just there's something missing, right? And I think one of the things that I totally want to do this coming year too is to start really like the advice that I'm giving, because when you're giving advice and people utilize it, you see good shifts that happen. So my follow-up to contradict with myself here, as you're listening, like, how do you push aside your mentality of, I can take my own advice, I can do all of this for myself, why am I so focused on just other people doing better? What about myself? What about my own self-worth? And I think that this really stems back to the beginning of conversation. Like, you have to make yourself a priority, because without your health and you don't exist. You don't exist. And I think that that's something that you really need to take into consideration going into 2019. Like, focus on your self-worth. It's okay to be selfish sometimes, especially if it's gonna, you know, make you feel better. So, true story here. When I launched my business, so my podcast is officially 4 years old in January, so we are almost in January, so we have a lot to celebrate this month, and I'm really, really honored, Henry Roth from Kleinfeld Bridal. He has his own, you know, books, and he does amazing, amazing stuff. He will be interviewing me in January, so that will be a good celebration of our anniversary. So, back to the story. Anyway, when I launched my business 4 years ago, I originally started as just a podcast, and I thought, oh yeah, this is going to be totally substantial. I'm going to make money. I'm going to do stuff with this. And it took a while. It took a while. And I was getting incredible guests on, incredible. And, you know, sometimes even though things might look great on the forefront, and that's where social media plays such an interesting game, you know, by day, I really do a ton of PR and social media campaigns for clients outside of my podcast and magazine and events. So I see a lot of the transparency of the way social media portrays you and real life. And I think when people see more relatable content, they engage with it more, they like it more, they feel it's more authentic. When you're posting just facts and you're posting, you know, images of people that aren't you and all of that stuff, it's not relatable content. And I'm not saying it's not something you should ever do, but if it's something you do as a one-off, that's fine. I think majority of your content, if you are active on social media, I mean, look at all of the thousands of followers that follow fashion bloggers. It's literally the person themselves on their feed in new outfits every day, and they have thousands upon thousands of followers. So I think that that's a good way to portray, like, you are your brand, and at the end of the day, there's so many different people that do similar content and stuff to you. You have to make yourself worth known and valuable to people by putting yourself in your content. So that's my social media tip of the day, by the way. And I know I did that back a couple months ago, so I'm sorry I slacked on that. But it's been hard to juggle it all. It really has. And that's where, like, I'm really coming on today to talk about, like, I always say I'm going to do things for myself and I don't do enough of it. And this coming year, I'm going to know my self-worth and I'm going to make myself a priority this year. And I hope that you really do the same, because when you take care of you, good things happen. Good things happen. And you should always give back and always do good things for other people and always be who you are. Don't stop being who you are, but don't lose yourself in the process. Like, you have to feel good. You have to look good. You have to be energetically clear to be your best self. And those are self-worth things, like investing in you. So if that means booking yourself out in advance for a manicure, booking yourself out in advance for a vacation, a massage, a date night, whatever it might be, you need to book this out for yourself, because the busier you get, the more you don't make yourself a priority and everything else shifts and your life is not balanced. And I think that's the real importance of 2019, finding balance in it all. And when you're doing that, you're also taking care of self-care. You're taking care of yourself by making your priority, knowing your self-worth. And to go one further, you're having fun. Life is meant to be enjoyed. It's not meant to be stressful, even though life throws us curveballs and life can be stressful sometimes. But if you create balance, on some level, the stress and, you know, sadness that hits us every once in a blue moon, there's some sort of way that life shifts where it's not an energy suck and an energy drain. And I think that's really what stems back even to what I said in the beginning. When you're feeling negative energy about a situation, a place, or even an item or a product, like, these things can come from anywhere. You have to follow that, because when they suck your energy goes with it. You get attracted to it, and then it attracts negative energy into your life. And who wants that? Nobody. Nobody wants that. So, yeah, I had a lot I wanted to say today, and I really, really hope this 2019 you make yourself a priority, you do more self-care, you know your self-worth, and by maybe taking these little steps that I gave for advice, even on social media, if you are a local business, or you want to be an influencer, or you want to do something for yourself to give yourself a presence, you must be on social media. Social media is the news of the 21st century. I was going to say 2018. We're almost in 2019. But it is really, like, you can just go on social media now and find out your news. You don't even need to watch the news anymore. It's so sad, but it's so true at the same time. So my goals this year are, I'm going to book out appointments for me in advance. And I'm just going to, even if I think I only have $20 in my pocket, I'm going to figure it out. And that should be your motto. You're going to figure it out. You're going to know your self-worth. You're going to take care of yourself this year. And through it all, you're always going to give back. Don't stop being who you are because you're caught up in, you know, making yourself a priority. Like, don't stop being who you are. Just make sure in the process that you're making time for yourself. One final thought. Let go of any past baggage from previous years, from last year, from whenever, from yesterday. Life is not meant to be held on to things that are draining inside, that build up and turn you and make you feel like crap. Like, nobody needs that. Nobody deserves that. If you feel in that very moment that something is not affecting you in a positive light, you need to confront the person. You need to make peace with it. So confront the person or make peace with it. Or if it's a job that you need to leave, then you need to let it go. Let go of things that are sucking the life out of you. 2019 is not meant to do that anymore. It's all about self-worth. It's all about self-care. It's about knowing your value, and no more time for negative energy. We're letting it go, my friends. So I know I threw a lot at you today, but I really hope you enjoyed this segment. Self-worth is so empowering, and I really hope that I shared that with you. So have a great new year. I'll talk to you next year. I wish you guys an amazing night of festivities. And if you're listening to this after the new year, happy 2019. I am so excited to share with you who's next over the next couple weeks. And in honor of my four-year celebration of my podcast, I have Henry Roth, bridal designer, entertainer, author. He is so many amazing things. He will be interviewing me on January, I have to look up the date, January 18th, which is a Friday. So we'll probably be live that following Monday, but a lot of exciting stuff on the horizon. So stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.